He's right, it's me. Hi, this is Dr. Morgan. Welcome to another program of Health Essentials this Saturday morning. Yeah, it's raining. I don't know about you, but I find it so interesting when the weather changes. I love beautiful days, but I like the change too. It's all good. Let me share this with you. This comes from Weston Price. He was a dentist. He wrote a book called Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. And this is just covering an experiment on rats. I know you're not a rat, but just hear me out on this. A series of feeding experiments on rats showed differences in the nutritive value of common fats. That's F-A-T-S. The rats which received butter fat, they grew better than the rats fed vegetable oils. You know what a vegetable oil is? How about corn oil? How about soybean oil? That's vegetable. The rats which received butter fat grew better than the rats fed vegetable oils. They were better in appearance, and they had a better reproductive capacity. You know what? That's a pretty good clue right there. If you can't reproduce as a rat, what does it say? You don't have that rich reserve of nutritional value in your organs and your glands and your tissues. Apparently, butterfat contains a substance which is not present in any of the other fats tested, which is essential for growth and health of young animals. Yeah. The difference is not due to the vitamin A, D, or E, but the difference is the chemical constitution of the fats. These findings are significant to the knowledge of nutrition because they indicate additional reasons why butterfat is superior value to human diets. I know I've told you this before, but let me mention it one more time. And this is, just consider it. If you have a group of people that aren't able to experience strong vitality, and they're placed in a nursing home facility, well, when you go into, I've been to a nursing home so many times, it's just, it's hundreds. But anyway, for lots of reasons too. And one of the reasons that I've gone to nursing homes is just to visit people that are down and out and infirmed. But you can look around and you can tell some of these people, they're bound to wheelchairs. Some people can only work on a walker. In the dark last night, I saw a man on a walker on a road. And he was doing his very... No, it had wheels on it, so it was more like a stand-up wheelchair, maybe. And so he was leaning forward really far. Of course, I was just making a comment. You know, you got to give the guy credit, though, because he's trying. But what you want is you want to have strength and vitality. You want to radiate energy. And so in a nursing home facility, they tried it an experiment in Pennsylvania. And what they did was they just did one simple thing. They took real butter. You know what real butter looks like? Well, if the cows get to eat all the flora and fauna and grasses and vegetation that are good for them, guess what they do? They produce really high-quality butter fat. And if you take a pat of butter and put it on someone's green beans that's in a nursing home or on their sweet potatoes, or on their black-eyed peas, or if they cook mashed potatoes, which I think is the daily staple in a nursing home, well, guess what you got? You instantly get to improve your nutritional status by 15%. So I realize there's a legitimate fear, because we've been told over and over again that butter's bad for you. But what I'm suggesting to you is this. It's the truth. If you put a pat of butter on your green beans, or on your fresh kale, or your sweet potatoes, you're instantly going to improve your nutritional density and status by 15%. Or maybe what I should say is, if they test your blood and they look for markers of nutrition and vitamin content, it improves by 15% in 1 month. Now, I don't know if you like the idea of a 15% improvement in your nutritional reserves, but that's the way the body operates. Each and every tissue and cell in the body has got to hold this reserve of energy. And your body is so jealous for nutrients that it doesn't want to let them go because it knows they're valuable. It needs them. Could you imagine if you're under some type of stress It could be emotional stress. It could be mental stress. It could even be physical stress. You know, there's a time and place for working really, really hard because maybe there's an emergency and it takes you 15 hours to repair a plumbing failure, or maybe there's a crisis with your roof and you've got to like patch the roof and you're going, okay, I can't slow down. If I don't get this fixed, I may cause such damage or water damage to my attic in the bedroom that I've got to get it done. So you push yourself hard. But one of the things that happens is when you push yourself hard, you start burning through your nutritional reserves. That's why we want to build those up as much as possible, and butter is one of the ways of doing that. Good morning. Welcome to the program. Hello.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Oh, very good.
Well, how can I help?
Well, I was working at an office with a girl, and she me and her were good friends. We always talked. I watched her have an affair with her current husband at the time, and they got eventually divorced. We kept talking. We were friends. Me, I was in between relationships at the time, and she wound up having relations with another guy at that office. And the guy, you know, I really don't care for him, didn't like him, he wasn't a good person. They stopped seeing each other, and eventually me and her started dating, and we got married.
Mm-hmm.
Been happily married for 16 years. The problem I have is I can't get the thought of her and that previous guy out of my head with them being intimate. I keep seeing them together in my head.
I promise you, you have to. Can I tell you the Bible verse I'm thinking of?
Yes, sir.
And believe me, I'm for you. I'm not against you. But in the book of Philippians, it says, the Apostle Paul is talking to us. He says, I do not count myself to have arrived, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto that which is ahead. And so I can, you know, you already know the answer to it. It's completely counterproductive to the function of your mind and your body to even dwell on the past. It is. It just destroys you. I can tell you what's happening. When you live in the past like that, you're creating a hormone, or you're increasing the production of a hormone called cortisol. And what that's going to do is, if you keep feeding the amygdala in your brain all the cortisol and all the in the past, you're just reinforcing to think about it more and more. But I think what you should do is write yourself a letter and delve into all your fears on this. But you've got to train your mind to stop it and to go forward and to count your blessings. One of the greatest ways that you move forward is just doing one thing: acknowledging that God has been very good to you, and He's the source of all your blessings, and everything you have belongs to Him. You know how it says the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to the Lord?
Yes, sir.
Do you like that verse?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're going to have to tell yourself every time that you think of that to stop it. That's unproductive. You're not helping yourself. You got to bring every thought unto obedience for Christ. I know it's hard. Believe me, I know it's hard. So, what I want you to do is I want you to be free. And if you're free from that thought, then you can focus all your energy doing great productive things with your wife. But yeah, you're going to have to let that go. There are other techniques for doing that, but tell me what your thoughts are so far.
Well, you know, I've always operated off of forgiveness because I can't blame her for her mistakes because I've made my own.
Every single human being has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, right?
Correct.
Nobody's perfect except Jesus Christ.
Correct. And that's always the way I've operated and gone about it. And, you know, I've been really blessed in my life with her. It's just, I've got a lot of resentment and hatred for that man. And, I gotta let it go. I've prayed about it.
Well, you know what the Bible says on that one issue? It says vengeance is good, but it belongs to God.
Yes, sir. Vengeance.
The thing of it is, even if you went and did something to him, like beat him up or kill him, what have you accomplished? You've only hurt
nothing.
Yourself, and yeah, well, you've destroyed yourself is what you've done.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, and I realize, but this is 16 years of like holding on to it, right?
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, man, I am rooting for you. Can I give you a compliment, though?
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you right now, you're a real man, and let me tell you why. The very fact that you get on the radio and own up to a weakness that you have tells me that you want to be healed of it. And so now you've got permission to heal. Just the very fact that you're confessing this means you're doing the right thing. You know how the Bible says confess your sins one to another? I'm telling you, you are a real man. This is great. Now you've got permission to heal. You really do. It would be great. And you know what they used to do back in the 1930s and 40s? They would do. They would put a strap of leather in a person's mouth and have them, you know, strap up their jaw, and they would shock the frontal lobe of their brain to make them forget something they couldn't let go of. I don't think you need to do that. I think that you can pray to God and you can keep working on those scriptures and you can reinforce those positive things to help get you beyond it. But the very fact that you're talking about it, you know what that tells me? That tells me you want to heal from this. I think that is spectacular. You are one brave, gutsy dude. And
yes,
so,
sir. Well, to be a follower of Christ, I got to forgive, and I got to look at it through Christ's eyes.
And besides, most likely that man that did that, he's just kind of a predator anyway. There's endless amounts of guys like that. They're looking for something just for self-gratification. Most likely, if you did a personality profile on him, he's probably like an extreme narcissist. I really don't know that. But, I mean, I hear stories all... What now?
You're right.
So you can't let him break you and destroy you over something that you can't control. It's outside of the realm of anything you can do anything about. What I want you to do is, I want you to start thinking about how does God want to use you and all your great talents? And man, you've got an incredible life. So I don't know how old you are. I'm guessing you're 40.
Yes, sir.
But to make a long story short, you've got to reframe all this. You got to go from the ashes of defeat, and you've got to rise from the ashes because that's what God wants you to. And so move forward from this. Every time that you catch yourself thinking about it, you got to put it out of your mind. And plus, you've got your wife right in front of you. You got to be so grateful and have so much gratitude for her, right?
I do.
Has she been able to heal beyond this? Probably so.
Yes, she has, and she's grown up, and you know, in Christ, I mean, she's totally changed from the person she once was.
Well, I heard a story this last week. A woman told me, I didn't ask for it, but she was just saying, here's the reason I have hope for maybe one of my relatives. And she was telling me about a woman that she used to live with, but she used to kind of run around. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, it just is what it is. And she even, you know, married a man and then wasn't faithful to him, but he chose to forgive her. And she turned her life over to God. And now she's been completely renewed and transformed. Personally, I love that verse in Romans, "Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." What does it say at the end of that chapter? How do you overcome evil? Do not be overcome by evil, but rather overcome evil with good. You can rewire your brain. And the secret is gratitude. If you can thank God for your wife, because let me tell you how it works in the brain. You cannot hold two opposing thoughts in your brain at the same time. It's impossible. So you can't say, I want to hold on to bitterness and resentment at the same time where you're saying, I want to express gratitude to my wife that I have in God. And so every time that you come across this opportunity to think about that man that you don't like, and believe me, he's only one man. There's a bunch of them out there that probably I don't like. But you know what? I'm going to try to be nice to him. You know what? I had a guy that did me wrong. And he actually came to my office as a patient. And he didn't even recognize that he did me wrong. You know what I told myself the whole time? I said, Roy, you're going to do your job here, son. Get your butt in gear. Don't even think about that stuff. Yeah, you lost out big time because of this loser. But you know what I did? I still took care of him anyway. And at the end, you know what? I think he rejected almost everything I told him. He never made the connection about what he had done. But I did my job. That's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Well, it's the one that I'm working on right now. It's Luke 17:10. Even after you've done everything that you're commanded to do, you shall say, we are unworthy servants. We've only done our duty. And so you have a duty and a responsibility morally and before God right now to put this behind you. And I really think that you can do it. And every time that thought comes up about that man, you're going to start thanking God. This woman the other day, I thought it was so funny. She said, Dr. Morgan, you're not going to believe this. Everything's changing for me because I've done a prayer and gratitude journal. I said, really? How does it work? She said, well, you've got to write down three things that you're thankful for every night before you go to bed. And I said, well, what did you write down last night? She said, I said, thanks for my pillowcase. I just laughed at her. But she found something to thank God for. And yeah. I'm telling you right now, that is the biggest problem in America and the world. We have forgotten who gives us everything. It's God. He's the source of everything. He can totally heal you from this. The fact that you're talking about it means that you want to be healed and put it behind you. So every time that guy's face comes up, thank God for him. Thank God for your wife. Thank God for everything he gives you. He gives you a job. Do you know your life and your breath and your being is all from him? Amen.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Vengeance is good, but it belongs to God. Let him take care of him. And I can guarantee you this. God is a righteous and a just God. And the way that he takes care of these situations, it's beyond anything that I can fathom, but he knows what he's doing. He's in charge. I'm not in charge of taking vengeance, and neither are you. But do that one thing, gratitude, every time you think about that difficulty. And you know what? You may have to just go to your wife and say, listen, I got to tell you, sweetheart, I am really struggling with an issue right here. I want to confess it. Please help me with it. I bet you anything, she is going to be so sweet about it. And she's probably going to start opening up to you and maybe tell you some things that she hadn't dealt with. But you are the one that wins. You get to move beyond it. And you get to be the man that you really have always wanted to be, one that gets over a tremendous difficulty. But right now, you are in the middle of a test. Of course, I'm in the middle of a test, and every other listener is in the middle of a test. But God is trying to see what's in your heart right now. And I think this is just great that you're dealing with this. Because healing can come from the ashes of defeat and destruction. Don't let that guy destroy you. He's not worth it.
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't it be easy if I could tell you, take some vitamin C and that'll take care of it, but it doesn't work that way, does it?
No. I mean, it's about going to God and praying about it and, you know, trying to let the Holy Spirit and him work through me. So.
It is. And if you can say thank you for the difficulties and the struggles, I know that's hard to do. But we're commanded in the book of James to count it all joy when we face various trials and difficulties. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How many times was the Apostle Paul beaten with rods? Do you know?
I don't know that.
Do you know how many times he was stoned with probably very large rocks?
Don't know that.
But we know by reading the Word of God that he was beaten with rods and he was stoned. and he had perils with his own countrymen, and he knew what it's like to go without food. And I think when you go to the book of Acts toward the very end, it's just like an incredible story of a shipwreck or being tossed in a storm and sea for 2 weeks. It's just unreal. You got to read that story. But you know what he said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, I think? He said, in every circumstance, give thanks. I think the verses just before that are, rejoice always and pray without ceasing. And so I've had to come to terms with that myself. I'm going, hey, Roy, what does Paul tell us? He's giving you the inspired Word of God. And we know that the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. And so God communicates to us through His Holy Word. He tells us what He wants to know and focus on. And so Paul was able to say, thank you in the circumstance of getting beaten with a rod. Now me, I'm not that crazy. I'm not going to say, please bring me some more problems. I'm not going to do that. I just can't. But I've got to be able to give thanks for the difficulties that I'm going through. And you do too. And I tell you what, I'll do anything I can to encourage you and lift you up. You want to come to church tomorrow morning with me? Come rain or shine, I'm like the postman. You got to go.
Yes, sir. I go to church every Sunday.
Oh, good. See there? You know what you're doing when you go to church? You're saying, Lord, you're the one that is the source of all good things, and I'm grateful to you. And also, you're voting to learn and to grow and to become more like Christ. So you're doing great. Way to go, man.
Yes, sir.
I bet you tomorrow morning when you look around in church, you're going to go, where are all the other men? You may be the only one there, but do it. Do your duty.
Yes, sir. I've always gone to church and, you know, bringing my family up in the Lord. And, you know, it's just, I know, you know, I've always had a lot of resentment and a lot of not good things in my heart for her being with that other guy that was a predator. And,
well,
you know, I gotta forgive him.
You do. And the thing of it is, look at yourself in the mirror and just say, hey, buddy, have you ever committed a sin and done something wrong? And you're going to say the truth. It's called, yes, I have. And so maybe I'm not that great of a catch either. I don't mean that in a bad way, but just come to terms with it.
Yes, sir.
And you know what? You know who deserves utter destruction and death right now for my sins? That would be Dr. Roy Morgan.
Yeah.
And but then again, every great man that I know, they own up to what they're dealing with. They don't try to make excuses, and I don't hear you doing that. So I'm giving you an A+ on your report card.
Well, thank you.
Keep up the good work, and that's a good prayer to confess to God what you're dealing with and ask Him for help to deal with it.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm rooting for you. I really am.
Yes, sir.
There are good days ahead, but you gotta put that one to bed.
Yes, sir. I know I gotta do it for me and my family and
you got no choice. You're gonna destroy yourself otherwise. Every single time. Don't let that destroy you. And if you can put this behind you, oh my goodness. Think of all the things you can do to serve God because you're free of that. And look at the thing of it is, there's going to be endless men that you can encourage that are in the same boat. You know how easy it is for a man to hold bitterness and resentment in his heart because he's been done wrong? I'm not going to ask you how many times you've been done wrong because I know a few guys that have been done wrong a lot. But God is the great physician. He's a great healer. He can make you, he can get you beyond this. Not by your strength, but by His. But your job is to obey Him. And you know what you need to say? Yes, Lord, I will do what you say. I accept the challenge. I'm going to pass this test, Lord, with your help. Thank you very much. You can do it, buddy. I'm rooting for you. May the Lord bless you richly.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there is a phone line open, 903-586-5257. I kind of hope nobody calls because I want to talk about rats and mice and experiments. I'm just joking about that. Please, if you want to call, be my guest. 903-586-5257. Good morning, and welcome to the program.
Morning, Dr. Morgan.
How are you today, man?
I just got two quick comments to make.
Yes, sir.
For most of us who have been knee-deep in sin and loved our sins, I think 2 Corinthians 10:5 is probably one of the most important pieces of Scripture in the Bible.
And what does that say?
It says, for us to take every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
That's the only way, isn't it?
Yeah, and it, in the Old Testament, it says, to as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Yep.
And if we don't take control of our thoughts, we have no defenses against Satan and the demons, because God's in the miracle business, but he fully expects us to do the things that we can.
Well, you have a free will.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a brilliant statement right there. So what have you got? Who's the originator of all bitterness and resentment and hatred and anger and fear?
Yeah, that same guy that is the father of Lot.
Evidently, he wasn't really pleased with the position that God gave him, and Satan himself probably told himself, you know what? I don't like my position. I don't appreciate God for what he's given me. How good did Satan have it when he was in heaven? The best.
Yeah.
But it wasn't good enough, and he let his own self, he destroyed himself with that, didn't he?
Yeah, well, I don't know about anybody else, but no.
Well, we're all in the same boat.
Yeah, it's easy to slide off into self-destruction.
Oh, of course.
Usually it's our thinking that gets us there.
Absolutely. And so if you bring every thought unto obedience to Christ, or for Christ, who wins with that? You do.
Well, and the people around you also.
Yes, sir. That's really a great point. And the thing of it is, you're being watched all day long, aren't you?
24/7.
How does the old phrase go from Saint Francis of Assisi? I'd rather see a sermon than hear one. know what? When I read a long time ago in my psychology class, that was a long time ago, buddy, like 1984. But you know what it said? It said 95% of all communication is nonverbal. You know what a person's thinking by their actions and how they hold themselves, and by their expressions on their face, even without a word being spoken. So you're preaching a sermon to everybody the way that you use your nonverbal communication, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
That's great advice. I love it. Thank you so much for your great encouragement. I really appreciate you.
All right. You have a blessed day.
You too, buddy. Thank you so much for your call. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There is a phone line, once again open, 903-586-5257. And good morning to you. Thank you for your call.
Good morning. This has been a most interesting Saturday morning.
What? I was going to talk about hemorrhoids and constipation, but it didn't go that way.
It didn't.
So you got to adapt, right?
Yeah, it's going to go another way. We're going to go higher than that. So I have floaters. And sometimes I get in the way, and it's just really hard to see. And some people may not know what that is. So if you would speak of that, and is there anything that I can do to help that?
Well, a lot of times I try to be really wordy and try to impress everybody that I know so much about this. And that. I'm just joking with you as I say that. But a lot of times people just want to know what the solution is. And so I've had a lot of time to experiment on people. Now, don't tell anybody, okay, but I'm fixing to tell you the truth. Every single person that walks into my office is really my guinea pig, okay?
Okay.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Now, great. But anyway, one thing that I've used, there's a product by Standard Process called Oculotrophin PMG. And it's made from the, how's a nice way to say this? Can I just suggest it's made from the eyeballs of animals, but it works. And so out of all the things that I've tried for floaters, I think that absolutely works the very best.
Okay.
But then when there's a floater, this is the flip side of the coin here, there's always an opportunity to clean up the blood. So whoever you're calling for that has the floaters probably has a little bit of the dirty blood. Might need to do a little bit of work on their gallbladder. Might need to do a little work on their liver or their kidneys. I know it sounds simple, but the kidneys, they have total responsibility for filtering the water that goes in your eye. How about that? So you weren't born with floaters, or your friends weren't born with floaters, and if they develop them, you got chunks of debris floating around, and that's very annoying. But Oculotrophin PMG is probably one of the most direct applications that I know of to heal that. See there? Look at my plot for you. I'm plotting against your health to improve it. Wait, no, I'm working with you. Okay.
I see that.
Yeah. And so what you could do is you could say, okay, what could I do to maybe clean the fluids in my body? Well, one thing you could do is you could start drinking dandelion root tea a day. Or you might even drink hibiscus tea, minus the sugar. Have you ever been to one of these authentic Mexican food restaurants where they have the Jamaica water?
Not that one. I haven't had that.
Oh, man, Jamaica is fabulous, but without all the sugar. The hardest thing on the eye is going to be sugar consumption. It is. You want to wreck vision? Give somebody a lot of sugar. You can do it every time.
Okay, and that has been an issue in my life, but I am working really hard to turn that around.
Then you are doing great. Way to go. Good girl.
Thank you.
Was that offensive when I said good girl?
Yes, that's great.
It wasn't offensive, was it?
No.
I meant nothing bad by it. Somebody told me the other day, don't ever say that again. I'm going, it's just kind of part of my vernacular.
Yeah.
But good. I should have said, good job, Mrs. Smith.
That would work, too. Okay. Yeah, but the dandelion root tea,
yeah.
I have some of that and I drink it. It's almost like my body craved it.
Oh, yeah. Good choice. Excellent.
Yeah. I can't overdose on that, can I?
Well, I hate to break it to you, but I had three patients overdose yesterday morning when they were sipping on dandelion tea, and it was hard, but I had to call the ER to come pick them up. I'm joking. Sometimes people don't know when I'm trying to be funny. They don't get my sense of humor. You do, though, don't you?
I do.
Here's the other thing that I want you to do. If you would take and squeeze the juice of a fresh lemon, now this is where I kind of draw the line on this deal. It's got to be a fresh lemon because a fresh lemon has what I would call life force. So even though you can't see them, when you squeeze fresh lemon juice from a real lemon, you're getting enzymes, and lemon juice is one of the best solvents that I know of when you're trying to clean the body. So if you took that cup of dandelion tea that you're close to overdosing on, I have, by the way, no one ever calls me and says, Dr. Morgan, I'm worried. I think I'm becoming addicted to it. It didn't happen. It kind of is a very earthy plant. It's from a dandelion root. So if you were to put lemon juice in your dandelion root tea, you're going to get a greater cleansing ability. And if it doesn't have to be, you don't have to use a lemon. You could use a lime also. Of course, I'm kind of addicted to those things. I love anything to do with lemon.
Right.
You know what my mom would do maybe about once a year, because she wasn't big on desserts. Once a year, she would take condensed milk and graham crackers and make like a lemon ice box. I guess a pie. You had to put it in the freezer.
Oh, yeah?
Tastes horrible. Absolutely disgusting. I could only keep eating it when I was 12 years old. But lemons are really, really good when you're trying to heal the eye. Another one that I like, and I'm going back to what I would call superfoods. And when I say the term superfood, I'm thinking about things that God has given us that are just so good for the overall health of the human body. So you've got cod liver oil. You've got wheat germ oil. Wheat germ oil is fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. I've seen so many people, when you give them wheat germ oil, all of a sudden their body starts to turn around and heal. I'm going, wow, that was amazing. How'd you do that? And they said, well, I think it was the wheat germ oil, Dr. Morgan. I'm going, I'm taking notes here. And you know, usually what I do is I don't call people by their names in my office. I call them guinea pig number 27,132. I'm just joking. No, but it's true. In the real world, people want solutions and answers to their problems, and so never underestimate what happens when you give the body the very thing that it needs. I'm serious. It is amazing what can happen. And
yeah,
so,
I agree.
And so, you know what? I'm totally biased. I admit it. I am biased toward anything and everything that is very, very good to help the body heal. And I'm also equally biased in the opposing direction. If somebody says, Dr. Morgan, I've got bad pain. I've been taking 5 Tylenol a day and 3 Advil and 2 ibuprofen. I go, don't, stop. You're destroying your kidneys and your liver. Don't do it. And so we always want to focus. We want to err on the side of healing in such a way. Here's the problem, though. A person like a lady told me this week, I thought it was funny. She said, I'll give you for until 5 o'clock this evening to completely heal me. I'm going, nice try. I can't do that. I'm not God. And so healing takes longer to, it takes longer to take place. You know that.
Right.
And so people want a quick fix. You know what? One thing that I've noticed over this whole COVID-19 deal over the last couple of years, people have become so emotionally weak and so fragile, and they need to be enabled. And they want to be babied, and they want you to go along with their plan. Well, I'm not the person to do that. I find myself saying to people more than I ever have before that your plan is not going to work, sir, or your plan is not going to work, ma'am, and that's not going to, that dog won't hunt. And you just got to tell them straight, and I'm going, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to tell you, oh, you poor thing, you're suffering? No, 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 no. Well, here's what we do. We're going to focus on the good, positive things that they can do and taking good steps. You're not going to get out of this by whining and complaining that you don't get to drink 12 Diet Dr. Peppers a day and how Dr. Morgan's evil because he won't let you go and have a Happy Meal because you're allergic to MSG. Just stop it. Thank God for the good things that you do have to eat. You know what you can drink? Water. You ever heard of that one?
Right.
If there was a video camera right here, I would hold up my bottle and go, oh, look at what I'm drinking this morning. It's called water.
Right.
Anyway.
I did Google, like, how to clean the liver, the kidneys, whatever. And one of the recipes that they gave was, and I just have the dandelion root, the tea bag.
Yeah.
And then
that's good, though.
Like about 6 to 8 ounces.
Oh, yeah. Good.
And then I think it's a tablespoon, because I may add just a little bit more, a tablespoon of cranberry juice, but it's the one, it's not like the cocktail stuff. It doesn't, it's not the juice.
Exactly, yeah.
And then it's either 1 or 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, but I may put in a little bit more lemon juice.
Oh, sure, good choice.
And then I've got a one of those water bottles, the metal water bottles, and then you fill that up the rest of the way with water. So it's about 64 ounces.
You sound like you're an advanced chemist all of a sudden.
I know.
You're like the mad scientist in your laboratory coming up with a concoction to heal with.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering if there was anything else I could do, beyond just that.
Well, all right. Here's what you're wanting. You're wanting your body to have more strength. And one of the elements in nature that helps with that is called silica. And so you might even try getting a little bit of liquid silica to kind of add to the mix there and just follow the directions on the bottle. Sometimes it's called living silica, or there's a plant called organic horsetail. And so now don't take what I'm saying the wrong way. I'm just kind of like pretty blunt with my words sometimes. If you got a person that's too weak to take care of themselves, they don't know what to do, and they feel like, oh no, I'm helpless, I can't do anything, somebody left my toe for me. Well, you got to do it yourself. But a lot of times I think those are cases where they need silica. Or we might need to give them a few shots of B12 where they actually feel like they're alive and then go, hey, I can do it now. Because you know what? When somebody feels good, what do? They get up and work on their projects and they do work. And you're going to have two different types of men. One of them says, I never want to work again the rest of my life. I just want to lay around the house and do nothing. And there's another type of man that says, this is so much fun working. I just can't wait to get up in the morning. This is incredible. I'm so happy that God's given me work to do. And the same is true for a woman. But when you feel good and you have energy, nobody can stop you from doing all your projects and working on stuff. Right?
Right.
So you might want to add just a little bit of silica to that. Now, don't tell anybody, because if you start becoming super energetic, people are going to try to drag you down. Here's what that looks like. You know, your health kick is really annoying to me, because all I do is see you doing stuff, and I want you to sit beside me on the couch and just watch one show or drama after the other. You know I'm being sarcastic about that.
Right.
But there's always a pushback. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen before. If you're in a household with four people that are sluggards, do they want you to excel and have energy? Heck no. They want you to be a sluggard. That's like going to somebody's house where everybody drinks alcohol. Guess what everybody wants you to do? They want you to be just like them, drink alcohol all day long. Well, resist that. That's not going to lead anywhere. And see, I want you to be a strong, strong woman. You need to fulfill your duty in what God's designed you for, His very purpose. And you know how you do that? By having radiant health. Because when you have radiant health, you can go and do and visit and prepare meals for people. You know why I said that? Because I want you to go down to the beach right now and dive underwater and bring me up some lobster. I'll be making a bonfire to cook them on.
Thank you.
You can dive down 25 feet, can't you, and pull them up, right?
Sure.
I knew it. That's the spirit. So that's one of the things that I would do. And the other thing is, you just got to move your body as much as you can. I kind of make the joke in my office. I ask the question. This is all a setup. You already know that. When I have weak and feeble people that are really, really old that come to my office, when I say old, I mean a 38 to 40, and they go, I can't do it, Dr. Morgan. It's too much work. And I said, well, let me imitate how my 95-year-old clients walk. And they say, oh, this is going to be interesting. And I start walking around the table real, real fast. I said, this is what they do. So you know what you should do? Start moving faster. It'll make a difference. I took my sister out to eat last night, and I was watching a woman walk, and she's walking so slow. I said, man, this is like a disaster. You're going to have to move faster. Her muscles aren't firing on all eight cylinders. And you know what? They do this to me every single day. They go, but Dr. Morgan, I can't walk. I'm retired. I'm going, you better try that with somebody else. That ain't going to work with me. Do your job. You know what? If you want to be decrepit and you don't have anything good to do, then just waste away into nothingness. It's your choice. I vote we don't do that, though. I vote you do amazing things with your life. And that means you got to move. Movement is life. If you were in the wilderness right now, would you drink water from melting snow coming from a mountain stream that was moving fast and it was clear? Or would you say, I'm not doing that. Here's a dirty puddle of water that bears have been walking in. It looks muddy and dirty and there's algae in it. Which one of those are you going to drink?
The fast-moving, clear one.
Exactly. We got a smart woman here. Drink the one that's clean. So you got to move your body. And that's one thing we all need to do, is move more. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
That way you get more blood flow and oxygen to your eyes. You know what? If I was in charge of all the hospitals, I've got my cell phone. I should give out the number right now in case Christus or UT South wants to put me in charge of the entire health program. I got a lot of ideas. One of them is hyperbaric oxygen chamber. So in my fantasy world, a lot of these people that can't move, I'm going to say, sir, look at this right here. See this metal door with a wheel like a submarine on there that locks the door? Can I get you to go in there just for a little bit and take a look around? And as soon as they go in there, I'm going to lock the door behind them. And then I'm going to crank it up to 5 atmospheres of 100% pure oxygen. And I'm going to give them a big fat dose of what God has given us. It's called oxygen. Most people are so low in oxygen, it's unbelievable. And you get oxygen when you move your body, right?
Right.
But they haven't called me to put me in charge, so that's just my fantasy.
Well, if I can, I'll give them your number, too.
Yeah, I'll wait for their call all day long. I'll just sit by the phone.
And drink your water.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know what? My water has some added minerals that I'm playing with. By the way, I'm my own guinea pig. I play with stuff all the time. I always say to myself, Roy, how could you expect somebody else to do something you're not doing yourself? Well, the answer is no. But I love the liquid silica. It makes me feel good.
Well, I will have to get some of that. The hyperbaric oxygen chamber, is there one close by anywhere?
Well, a lot of times in the, yeah, there is, but you're not going to get into it because usually they reserve those for people that have neurological injuries that don't respond to standard treatments. Or if somebody has an infection or a wound that won't go away. Usually the way this works is they try to run a person through 60 rounds of antibiotics and 300 different types of drugs. And after they fail, they go, why don't we try hyperbaric oxygen? Stuff's amazing. It's just oxygen. I don't know. You tell me, what's the greatest drug of all time? Or what's the greatest healing element in the universe? I don't know. My vote goes toward oxygen.
Right.
But that's one of the reasons why if you take three ribs of celery and two carrots and one peeled lemon, a little bit of ginger and cilantro, and run that through the juicer, you're drinking oxygen from a plant. You're drinking the blood of a plant. You're making it so easy for your body to heal by juicing.
That sounds really good.
It does. It helped your eyes, too.
So okay. Those ingredients again, celery, carrots, cilantro.
Ginger root. Lemon. Fresh calf liver. Did I forget that one?
No, you lost me there.
Do you need me to repeat that?
No, I didn't think so. Heel, not the real liver.
Okay, I know when I've been rejected. Okay, moving on.
And then all the other thing that I need is the juicer, and I'm good to go.
Yeah, one of my favorite types of a juicer is called a masticating juicer. You could probably get a really good one that would do almost everything you wanted for like about $80 to $100. I know that's expensive, but it's like anything else. If you use it, it's a most excellent tool because you can't afford to get sick these days. You cannot.
Yeah.
And you don't want to get sick. You don't want to go to the emergency room. Nobody can afford it.
Right. So can I find one of these juicers, say, at Walmart?
No, most likely not. You may have to go to an online. I can't remember the name of the website. It's named after a long river in South America. What's it called? Giant River.
Yeah.
It begins with the letter A. I'm trying to think.
Yeah. I got that one.
Is it the Nile? Nope, that doesn't begin with an A. Is it the Mississippi? No. Nope.
Might it be the Amazon?
I'm not sure, but I think we should pursue that. Is there a website called Amazon.com?
Yeah.
I never heard of it. Have you heard of it before?
I think I have.
Do you have an account?
I do.
All right. I think they have one of their features. They call it the Prima Donna member. Is that correct?
It's pretty close to it.
Do you have a Prima Donna account?
I do. I actually have Smile dot. All of that stuff. And with that one, you can donate to a charity of your choice.
Give me an example of a charity.
I knew you were going to ask me that, and then I lost it.
Well, the thing of it is, if you throw something out there, I'm going to take it and run with it. It's just the way
there
it is.
You
you're making it. What now?
Like I say, you put me on the spot now.
Oh, never mind. It's okay. But I really...
They have them on there. And then if you know of the charity, I live in Palestine, so there's several over here. So
there
like
are.
A homeless shelter or something like that.
There we go. Well, thank you so much for your phone call. I've enjoyed it very much.
Absolutely.
And God bless Palestine and Anderson County.
Thank you. Yeah, if everybody would lift up several of the counties around here, because what I've heard is that there have been about 4 children, and I say children, some of them are high school age.
That's still a child.
Yes.
What did you say now? I'm sorry.
Oh, that there have been 4 children that in the past about 6 weeks have been killed or died.
I know. It's one of the most heartbreaking things. I heard about one yesterday, and it just broke my heart. I was just nearly in tears after he told me.
Yeah. And one of them, or two of them, I just wonder if they had the vaccination and that possibly what caused their demise.
Well, I don't know the answer to that, but I'm not opposed to questioning if there was an influence from, say, a toxic source.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for your phone call.
You are so welcome, and you have a very wonderful one.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, there is officially a phone line open. The phone number here at KBGS is 903-586-5257. Good morning and welcome to the program. Thanks for your phone call.
Morning, Dr. Morgan.
Hello.
My question this morning is probably about cleaning the blood, but I just want to know, I've had a deep vein thrombosis in my left leg twice. The first time was after a knee surgery, though, like 3 months later. Also had the same situation on my right. But this last one, there's no identifiable risk factors for. And I'm on Coumadin right now, but I don't want to stay on it. My doctor won't let me off for at least another month.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, I'm going to prevent another one.
Well, I'm processing in my mind the legalities of me making a statement. But then again, I'm going to go back to the Constitution. We have what's called the freedom of speech.
Right.
And I know for a fact what I'm telling is the truth. So it's not like I'm trying to predispose a person to a drug-nutrient interaction. That's not what I'm doing at all.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that you should research on your own.
Okay.
But I'm just telling you from my experience, I've never seen a clot that Hawthorne couldn't dissolve.
Okay.
And I've seen some big honking massive clots before that were downright scary.
Okay, and it's just plain Hawthorne.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It's usually be made from a, it's like a bushy like tree, but usually it'll made from what are called Hawthorne berries.
Okay.
Hawthorne sounds like the name of an English gentleman that lives in Cayuga. I mean, you know, somebody that's highly sophisticated, like Lord Hawthorne, right?
Right.
Okay.
So I can take this in tablet form several times a day, or?
Well, I need you to research that just because of the complications with Coumadin. See, long-term use of Coumadin leads to one thing, dementia.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, I know, but you know I'm telling you because we're trying to come up with a good solution that gets you into a good place, right?
Right, right.
And so if it were me, if there was a vein that had a clot in it, I might apply lemon juice topically. I'm not saying you got to do that. You got to make up your own decision here.
Mm-hmm.
But I would do lemon juice and olive oil. Now, I usually use flavonoid compounds, and let me just try to give you the short course on this deal. There is a United States president by the name of George Washington. What was he famous for chopping down?
Cherry.
That's right. I'm glad you brought that up. That leads me into my... Now that you brought it up, that leads me into the topic since you brought it up.
Okay.
No, cherries contain...
I like tart cherry juice.
Is that it? Yeah, there you go. But when you eat a cherry, it contains a flavonoid compound called anthocyanidine. And when you eat those, it starts reducing the inflammation that's in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And so anytime that there's a tendency toward a clot forming somewhere in the body, actually, you know what? I'm really wrestling in my mind right now. I don't want to go down that road because it's just too deep. But I want to talk about the relationship between platelets and fibrinogen and the thickness or the thinness of the blood and how the liver works to maintain all that in your immune system. And
I've had all the clotting cascade blood work done in the future past, and all that was normal.
Well, you need to look at your platelet levels.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's a substance called fibrinogen. There's one called lipoprotein A. There's one called homocysteine.
Mm-hmm.
And then triglycerides. All those together kind of paint a picture to give me clues about if you have a weakness or a strength. And you know what my job is all day long? It's just looking for weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really Mr. Central Multiple Vitamin when it comes to somebody walking the door because I'm going, Roy, do your job, son. Find out what the problem is and tell them the truth about it and help get them well. And so I don't want something that's nonspecific. I want to target what the issues are that you have. And so you know that one of the most important things you need right now is you need your blood to flow through your body at a very high rate of speed. And so the faster that blood moves through your veins and your arteries, well, voila, the blood is cleaner, 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 and the less chance for having a clot to form. Clots tend to form where blood becomes more stagnant. So, and this is just a simple example. I'm not trying to pick on anybody. But if somebody's sick and they're laying in a bed, you got to crack the whip on them and make them move. Mm-hmm. Because if they don't move, they're just asking for more infection, more fluid building up, a stagnant. It's just horrible. You got to move. Have you ever been so sick before where somebody came to you and said, you need to get up and move now?
No, sir, thankfully.
Well, if you had somebody in your life that was sick and they were laying in bed for a few days, what would you tell them?
I'd get my whip out.
I'm liking the sound of this. Tell me about your whip. Is it the kind that if a bull gives you some trouble, you just say, okay, buddy, I said go in the trailer now, crack. Is your name Indiana Jones?
No, I don't have one that long.
I tell you what, that's one of the greatest movie scenes of all time. Could you imagine a guy saying, I'm going to pull a sword and crack right between the eyes? Okay.
I would not trust my accuracy. Like,
well, you better practice. If you were from the tribe of Benjamin, you would be left-handed, and you could probably remove a fly from the ear of a horse on your chariot.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but well, hawthorn is what you need to look into.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, and remember, God has designed your body to completely reabsorb that clot. And that's called the immune system.
Yes, over time, long time, right?
Yeah, and so you have a type of a white blood cell called a macrophage,
uh-huh.
And that is your janitorial service. The macrophages are supposed... What now?
That eats up the debris or the trash.
Absolutely. So if there's a bunch of dead blood cells blocking a river, you better get down there with your macrophages and clean those suckers out. And so let me give you a little clue here.
Okay.
Macrophages like vitamin D.
Oh, I'm on that.
Baby, you're doing great. They also like a substance called resveratrol.
I'm on that liquid resveratrol right now.
When you say liquid resveratrol, is it called Cabernet Sauvignon?
No. I gave that up in lieu of this other.
Okay. Well, you're on the right track, and so just remember, it's going to take probably an hour of walking a day minimum. Probably need more like an hour and a half to get that done.
I will up that. Now, my resveratrol says Resvera-O Active K76. Is that good stuff?
I have no idea what that is. It sounds like a secret spy formula or something. I don't know.
Okay. Well, maybe it's good. Well, I'm going to up my
Well, we can hope. Yeah, there you go.
And I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're
very
welcome.
Much.
Thank you. Yo, thank you so much. Blessings upon you, too. I appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I think we're kind of officially out of time this morning. Sorry about that, but Lord willing, if he looks upon us with great favor, we will be here this time next week. So what's the point today? No matter what health problem you've got, we need to focus on what is the most positive steps or plans that we can take to get you to where you want to be. And the other thing is, you got to come to terms with the reality. It's hard work when your health is deteriorated. It is. And we've got to find a way to restore that. So set your mind like flint that, number one, you're going to look for positive. Yes, I know I'm biased. You're going to have to drink water and eat real food. When you eat the very things that God's given you, like we talked about earlier, I don't think I told you, but eating cherries. When you eat cherries, you're doing yourself a favor as far as getting rid of inflammation from the body. Whoops, I think we're out of time.